Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry and Laverne Kreider here, talking about the tests of comparison. We're right in the midst of the 21 tests of leadership. Mm-hmm. And in the comparison test, which everybody, I think everybody deals with this,
Laverne. I do think so, yes.
Truly effective leaders who really, you know, walk with the heart of God, learn how to compare themselves to mm-hmm. Jesus and not to other people.
Yeah, and I think in my 70 plus years, this is one area that I have seen so many people mm-hmm. battle, struggle, challenged, even in my own life. Just we tend to just look at other people's lives and think, oh, man, I'm not as good as, or we feel a little bit good because we feel better than right. someone else. And so it's a challenge. But, you know, the scripture is clear. Comparison is not good.
Right.
In fact, in 2 Corinthians 10:12, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, we wouldn't dare to say that we are as wonderful as these older other men who tell you how important they are, but they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as a standard of measurement. How ignorant.
Yeah, really.
So Paul was pretty emphatic about that and pretty expressive, you know, that this is crazy. And in fact, some translations say, you do not understand God's will mm-hmm. if you compare yourselves. Or, you know, it's not good. It's not wise. Some translations say it's not wise to compare ourselves with one another.
And this applies to everybody.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
Compare other families to our family. We compare other marriages, if we're married, to our own marriage. We can compare, you know, if we're in business, go to a trade show or something and see what other people are doing. We want to go and learn. We think, man, I'm so far behind. Or I'm doing a lot better than they're doing. Yeah, yeah. And whenever we do that, we'll fall into depression or pride, you know, rather than just really trusting God, because really we compare ourselves up, so to speak, to Him.
And finding our identity. That's what happens. We just like, no, this is how God's created me. God's at work in my life. I'm embracing my journey of what mm-hmm. God embracing Jesus yes. in this journey. And just being intentional and asking for grace not to compare, because it just takes us down a messy path.
It does. Yeah. And you just never win when you're down that path.
I know.
And so I think a real key is that we learn to be effective is that we're happy with who God mm-hmm. made us to be. You know, a lot of it's just insecurity.
Yeah.
It's just plain insecurity. I remember years ago, I read this story about these pastors. We grew up in the church world. We've been involved in church leadership, you know, some business leadership, but in early days, but mostly church leadership. And I read this story about when there's a move of God in England, and there were a couple of churches there that were just growing, they become huge churches. I mean, people who are well-known today, Charles Spurgeon, you've heard of him, you know, he was the pastor of the Metropolitan Chapel, and also G. Campbell Morgan, you may have heard of, Westminster Chapel. These are growing. There's another pastor. His name was F.B. Meyer. And he said one day, he said this. He said both Morgan and Spurgeon had often had larger audiences than he did. He said, I was troubled by envy. And he confessed that not until he began to pray for his colleagues that he had peace of heart. Then he said this. When I prayed for their success, said Meyer, the result was that God filled their churches so full that the overflow filled mine, and it has been full since.
Oh, that's cool.
You know? So often we can just bless others, and we will still see to get the blessing to come back, but that's who God is.
And often we have wrong beliefs about who God is. We have wrong beliefs about ourselves, and then that's how we tend to compare.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but scientists tell us that no one has ever had a duplicate of our genes. Oh. There's one Laverne Kreider in the whole world. There's one Larry Kreider. Whoever's listening today, there's one of you in the whole world. And that's why in Romans 12:6, Paul says all of us have gifts that differ. And this should keep us from comparing ourselves. I mean, I look back on my 70-some years. We talk about, you know, being in our 70s. There's lots of times I compared to others. Mm-hmm. And I realized that was just stupid. Why do that? Because what happens is, again, either if they're doing a better job than we are, or we think, we kind of get down on ourselves. And we think, well, we're doing a better job than them, then we can get into pride without even knowing it. But we should learn from others, but recognize God has made each of us differently. And then we need others on a team with us. That's a key to leadership, who are different than us.
And that's a key. It's not that we don't learn from one another.
Right.
It's just that we need to find our identity in Christ,
in
how he has created us,
right,
and walk in that place of just great peace.
Yep.
It's not that we don't grow or learn, but there is this incredible place of, you know, this is how God's created me.
Yep.
I'm going to see God at work in my life. I'm going to look at the bigger picture, and that'll just keep us from comparing. And I love that idea of just blessing someone that you feel like it just seems more successful than us. But then, the Lord often says to me, Laverne, my success looks different than
yours. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. God's looking at the heart. Really, you get down to God's looking at the heart. And Scripture talks about we move into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ in Ephesians 4 and 13. And so basically, the true comparison is comparing ourselves to what God has for us. It's comparing ourselves to walking with him. So when we compare, we lose sight of who we really are. And it's like Moses, he sent men into the promised land. Remember, the 10 spies came back with the evil report. I mean, what they said was true, but it was an evil report because they weren't trusting God in the midst of us. And we look at what God does through other people often, or through other, whether it's other businesses or ministries or whatever, families or whatever. And we don't even look at that. We forget how God uniquely has made us and what he wants to do in us and through us. So obviously, two spies came back, Joshua and Caleb, and they said the right thing. They saw the right thing. They saw the same issues. They saw, they saw these people. They felt like grasshoppers. However, they said, but God. Mm-hmm. And it's all down to but God. Mm-hmm. And that's why, as we look at what God's doing in other people's lives, that's wonderful. And let's encourage them. And I think also often encouragement kind of can break some of this also, this comparison thing. We find somebody who's something better than we're doing, perhaps. Yeah. Let's just encourage them in the Lord. Encourage them in what God's doing in their lives.
And to know that God is at work. That's the truth. God is at work in our lives, to will and to work for his pleasure. It's about his pleasure. And that's how I get through this sometimes, when I feel inadequate and insecure or compare myself, to other people. It's like, wait, God's at work within me.
Yeah.
To will and to work. Yeah. And it's for his pleasure. He's working through me.
Yeah.
And I had a friend recently that wrote something, and I thought it was really good. Her name's Erin, just a dear friend of mine. She said this: comparison is the thief of joy.
Wow.
That's true, isn't it? She says, I've been thinking, I'm quoting from what she wrote, I've been thinking about the worst kind of comparison, the one when we compare ourselves to the most ideal version we have stored in our heads. And she goes, but then we find ourselves falling short. I should be doing this. I call it the shouldas, the wouldas, and the couldas, And then she goes on, but that's where grace comes in.
Yeah.
Grace is a gift.
Yes.
Grace allows us to be right where we are, not wishing ourselves to be somewhere else. So in the middle of wishing we were X, Y, and Z, sit and receive the gift of grace.
Boy, that's really good.
That was really good. She's not saying you don't keep learning, we don't keep growing, but that we learn how to sit in that place of grace in our lives. Because we can really be hard on us. We can beat ourselves up, instead of saying, okay, God is at work in my life, and so I'm just going to see where he's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. By bringing our thoughts in align with, no, this is what God's word says. This is how I feel, but this is what God's word says.
You said it so well. So when we have this temptation to compare ourselves to somebody else, we look at what God's done in our lives. When we look at what God's word says about us, and then we flow in that rather than always comparing ourselves to what God is doing or isn't doing through somebody else.
It's
down to choices, really. Mm-hmm. It's down to making right choices. Are we going to live by the word of God, what he says about us, that we can do all things through Christ because he strengthens us? He's quoting the truth back to ourselves, telling us the truth, so to speak, I think. And it's down to choices. So rejoicing in other people's success, I think, is huge when it comes to passing this test. If we can rejoice in other people's success, people are maybe called to the same type of thing we're called to, rejoice in their success and learn from them.
Yeah.
I love to learn from other people. And I find the older I get, the more I want to learn from those who not only been down the road longer than me, but those who are much younger who see things that I don't see ask questions.
Yeah.
Learn to ask questions.
When you feel that competition, comparing just rise up, I find it really good to just say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You're at work within me.
Right.
Thank you that I'm loved and accepted right. by you because of the blood right. of Christ. You right. know, just take speaking that truth. Mm-hmm. And it's just that simplicity of thanksgiving. Yeah. And then I love what you said about then blessing that person. Right. Lord, we bless them.
Yeah.
We are going to rejoice. Yeah. With them.
Yeah, I'm talking to a friend recently, and she was saying that, you know, she thought that people in leadership, whether it's they're doing well in business or whether it's in church or whether it's a minister, whatever, that, you know, they really don't have issues, don't have problems like she does. But she said, as I've gotten to know behind the scenes, people in leadership, whether in business or in church or whatever, she said, we all have issues.
Yes.
But here's the cool thing. God gives each of us grace to deal with our issues.
Yes.
God will give us grace. And I look at some other people where they're walking through and I think, well, how do they do that? Well, God gives them grace to walk through that. Mm-hmm. And God gives you grace, gives me grace, give us grace to walk through whatever he's called us to walk through because we can trust him. He is a good God. That's who he is.
He is good.
So let's learn to be, just to be ourselves and be happy with how God made us. Mm-hmm. Knowing, yes, we want to grow and we will grow, but we grow, of course, by the word of God in us and by learning from others and by rejoicing in the achievements of others instead of comparing ourselves to them, which never works. Henry Nouwen says this, and I thought this is cool. And he's basically saying we must learn to be happy with how God made us and stop trying to be someone we're not. Mm-hmm. I quote, he said, often we want to be somewhere other than where we are, or even to be someone other than who we are. We tend to compare ourselves constantly with others and wonder why we are not as rich or not as intelligent or not as simple or as generous or as saintly as they are. Isn't that good?
That's good.
He says, such comparisons make us feel guilty, ashamed, or jealous. Yeah. We are unique human beings. We will never find our vocations by trying to figure out whether we are better or worse than others. We are good enough to do what we are called to do. Be yourself.
Yeah,
and I thought that was fantastic. Yes. And again, that's Henry Nouwen from his book, Bread for the Journey. And by the way, if you want to know more about what we're talking about today, go to the show notes, check out the show notes. We have on the 21 Tests of Leadership in that book. We have a whole chapter in this one. We have a lot more we have time to talk about today. Or Henry Nouwen's book and just other key things we shared today you'll find on the show notes. So I just found that really, 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 really helpful. So there's really no one worthy of comparing ourselves to but Jesus. It's really down to our walk with Jesus, and our comparison is to him and what he's done in our lives and what he wants to do in our lives. I love 1 John 2, verse 6. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. I'll read it again. This is 1 John 2, 6. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Let's not forget about trying to fit. Let's just forget about trying to fit into somebody else's mold. Yeah, Let's be who God made us to be. And as I love that scripture. So let's sum this up. What are things we can learn together about the comparison test? Well, I think the first thing is we always compare up. We compare ourselves to Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Whenever I compare myself to someone who I think is doing a better job than me, I tend to get down on myself or get depressed. Whenever I think I'm doing a better job, whenever I think I'm doing a better job than they are, then I could tend to get into pride.
Yeah.
But when we compare ourselves to what God has called us to do and who he's called us to be, we can walk in grace.
And to know just the truth that we are loved and accepted. I just read this morning in Psalms 5, he says that he blesses the righteous. He surrounds them with favor like a shield.
Oh, I love that.
Not maybe. This is the truth. We are righteous in Christ. He who knows no sin became sin in our behalf that we should be called the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we walk in that place. I'm righteous in Jesus Christ, regardless of how I feel. It's because of the cross, because of the blood. I'm righteous. I'm accepted. I'm in the beloved. Mm. And in that place, there's favor on my
life.
That's right. Doesn't mean everything's going to always turn out perfectly, but there's favor on our lives as children of God. And in that place, then, it's like, okay, we can walk in great peace without comparing.
So if you're here listening today and you're saying, wow, you're speaking to me, God, this is something that God's dealing with me in. I've been dealing with comparison rather than just being who God made me to be. We want to pray with you right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to speak life to you and grace to you. I'm going to pray, and I want you to close this prayer. Would you please? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for all those who are listening today, this podcast. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would do a deep work of grace in each of our lives, that we would be blessed, happy, fulfilled in who you called us and made us to be. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name. We would not compare to others, but Lord God, we compare ourselves to you and what you've called us to do and be. And we'd walk in great grace and great fulfillment, seeing you at work in our lives for the glory of God.
Yes, Lord, we thank you that you love us unconditionally and that we don't have to prove a thing. Because you're at work in our lives. We're surrendered to you, and we just trust you now on this journey, Lord, that we will continue to walk incredible freedom from comparison, and we'll just be able to walk in this place that I am loved and accepted by my Father in heaven, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us today for the Larry Crider Leadership Podcast. In fact, today, the Larry and Laverne Crider Leadership Podcast. And we've really enjoyed going through these 21 tests of leadership. And you know, we're soon at the end of that road. Yeah. It's been such a joy. So if this is your first time you've ever heard of this podcast, we've got a lot of other tests of leadership. If you want to tune in, and you can check out those podcasts also. Check out the show notes. Again, it was a great blessing to be with you. We're grateful for our producer, Katrina Breckbill. Thank you for all that you're doing to make this happen. And we'll look forward to seeing you real soon back here on the Larry Crider Leadership Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.